Opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
You're walking along the street, or you're at a party, or else you're alone, and then you suddenly dig. You're looking in someone's eyes, and you suddenly realize this could
it's time
be the start
for
of something
Louisville
big.
Arts and Entertainment on you're the Fringe. My name is Danny O'Day, and we have a gentleman with us, Mr. Utley.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
And this you're with
Laughing Derby at the Comedy Caravan.
Your first name, of course.
Jamie.
Jamie Utley. Now, you're one of the owners.
I am one of the owners. Mm-hmm. Very proud to say
but
that.
Mm-hmm. Now, the game, Laughing Derby, of course, is at the same location and same operation and everything. It's a Comedy Caravan.
It is the same. It's the same location, but it's a different club. It's an all-new club. We're looking to put $1 million into renovations over the course of the next couple years. We have a full menu now. But the biggest difference now between us and the old club is the level of talent. We've really kicked it up a notch. We have everybody, you know, we started off with Will Hardesty, who's a local favorite, and went straight into, we had Mike Armstrong, we've had Haywood Banks. We've got Donnie Baker coming up, and then we're also moving into, you know, amazing comics. Like even Dick Gregory's coming. He's the hero of Richard Pryor and a civil rights activist. 80-some-odd years old. Doesn't even do clubs, and he's coming to coming here. So level of town is just going up.
Now,
way up.
I'm sure you worked at the old Comedy Caravan, right?
Yes. I was a comic there and also at the Improv. Mm-hmm. When it was in town.
So you knew Tom Sobel, I guess, back.
I do know Tom Sobel.
Right. What's he doing now?
Tom is still booking. He's booking, you know, in the region. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have a club now, but he's very much involved with fundraising. He does a lot of stuff. He has a fundraising program that helps the PTA raise money, and he's doing all sorts of things. He's still in comedy.
Right. Now, these changes that you're going to make, now the Comedy Caravan was there how many years?
I think 23, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a long time.
Right. And but you're making changes to what they're.
Right. Everything from a new kitchen to, you know, the cosmetic work, inside and out. Right. The front of the building is getting a facelift, the inside's getting a facelift. So. Mm-hmm. It's a new day in comedy in Louisville. Louisville deserves a world-class comedy club, and that's what we're going to bring.
Mm-hmm. How many – there have been several attempts at comedy clubs here in town. I mean, besides the Caravan, there was
– The Improv, there was Rascals, I believe there was Funny Farm, Shirley's. Mm-hmm. Louisville has a rich history of comedy.
Mm-hmm. But how is it different – going to be different now?
Different between us and between what? The old club?
Yeah, and the old.
Well, like I said before, the biggest difference is the level of talent.
Mm-hmm.
Over the years, the Caravan has gone downhill a little bit, mm-hmm. and in an attempt to cut corners, you know, they brought in cheaper acts. Mm-hmm. We're bringing back the acts that cost a lot of money for us to bring in.
Mm-hmm. I know Mr. Sobel back – he had – what was the name of that club? This was a long time, about 1980, 81, something like that. And I saw Jay Leno there as a very young man.
I think that was that at the – inside the mall?
Yes,
St. Matthews?
Right.
I think that was Shirley's.
Okay. Yeah. I'll never forget that. But so how long have you been in comedy?
I've been in comedy about 6 years.
Mm-hmm. How'd you get income?
Oh, my. I've always been – it's like I was working for it my entire life and didn't know how to really do it. Mm-hmm. So I basically went to a show. I saw a comic and I thought I could do it better.
Mm-hmm.
And I called the club and they told me about the open mic system. I started off just like everybody else as an open micer and worked my way up through the ranks.
Was this at the Comedy Caravan?
It was at the Comedy Caravan,
okay.
Yep. Tom Sobel gave me my start in comedy.
Ah, okay. And now there have been a lot of the phenomenon of the new comedy clubs started about, it's about 1980 or something like that, I think, didn't it?
Yeah. That sounds about right.
Right. Because before there were comedy clubs like that, there wasn't any place to do comedy on stage.
Right. I don't think that there was a specific club devoted strictly to comedy.
Right.
I think a lot of places were having a comedy night.
Right, right. Yeah. I'm trying to think of a gentleman. He passed away a few years ago, and he was also at the comedy caravan.
Ron Schock, maybe?
No. Good God, I can't remember this fellow's name, but he came out of the strip clubs.
Yeah,
yeah. You know, and he worked in strip clubs, and then crossed into that, and so forth.
Right, right. A lot of the old school guys talk about the strip club days.
Right, right. Yeah, but so what do you think is the most important thing as far as having a good comedy club?
As far as having a good comedy club.
The audience interaction, whatever.
Right. Well, our goal is we want the customers to have a wonderful experience from the second they step out of the car. Mm-hmm. So that means, giving the outside of the building a facelift. I mean, we're there to create memories. I mean, I want people to like we had Al Jackson last week. Al Jackson was an incredible funny comic. He's all over television. But I want, 5 years from now, people saying, you remember that time we went and saw Al Jackson at the Laughing Derby? We're there to create memories. Mm-hmm. So, but the number one thing is the talent on stage. I mean, you have to give the people a reason to come, and that's the show.
Mm-hmm.
And also a dining experience. We're serving food now. That's very important. But
and what kind of food are you doing?
It's wraps. I love the chicken wraps. We have wraps, nachos, like three different kinds of nachos. We have pulled pork nachos. We have burgers, gourmet hot dogs, salads, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Yeah, and I think you were talking about doing something. You were doing something with a bar.
Right, yes. We redid the bar in the lounge. Mm-hmm. Before, the lounge wasn't really a place to hang out. It was a mm-hmm. place to stand in while you're getting your tickets. Mm-hmm. Now we put in a brand new bar. We made it bigger so we could serve more people. And the idea is eventually to get the high-top tables and be a place where people want to go and hang out even when there's not a show.
Right. Are you still doing – are you allowing the bands to play there on occasion?
Yes, Don Crinkle Orchestra.
Right.
Amazing.
That's become quite a thing.
Blew me away.
Right.
I could not believe it. I was shocked on how young the audience is now.
Right.
I mean, that was really amazing. It's a full orchestra.
Right.
And just unbelievable. On Monday nights, we also have the Magic one Monday a month as well.
Hmm. Oh, you do Magic.
I don't, but
right.
other people
right.
do.
Right, right. Oh, okay.
My magic is opening the doors.
Right, right. What in the future do you think you'll have? Are you planning for this? Or you have any ideas of?
None that I can discuss.
Mm-hmm.
We have some surprises planned for long term.
Mm-hmm.
Not something that we're ready to reveal to the world.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to see changes continuously. We know that this isn't something that happens overnight, and mm-hmm. we're asking that Louisville is very patient with us because. Mm-hmm. Like our staff alone, they went the amount of people that are coming through the door now has increased 1,000%.
Mm-hmm.
So people were not used – the staff isn't used to the crowds that we're getting. We're learning – it's getting a little smoother every single night.
Mm-hmm.
And so if people are just patient with this, they'll be very pleased with the end result.
Mm-hmm. What kind of – now, if you're booking a bigger name in there, what kind of price are you asking?
Well, that depends because everybody's everybody's contract is different. You know, the average price for a non-special event is $12 on Thursday, $15 on Friday and Saturday.
Right.
There's going to be some special events that, you know, because it's an intimate setting, we seat less people, the price will go up a little bit. Probably see more 15 and 20s, 20s and 25. Mm-hmm. But it all just depends on the act. But all that stuff you'll be able to get from the website. You'll get that information from the website,
right,
which is laughingderby.com.
Okay. I just remember the name of that comic, Bill Sacra. Do you remember him?
I do not.
Really?
Don't know him.
Huh. Yeah, he was there for quite some time. But he's been dead maybe 7-8 years.
That would have been before my time.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So anything else?
You know what? I'm really glad that you had me on here. How about if I give a promo code for your listeners, and then they can get free tickets off the website by entering the promo code?
Okay.
We think would be a good promo code. Podcast. Podcast might already be used.
Right.
How about something that goes with the name? How about like Luam, Louam? Does that sound good?
Okay.
And they can go in and get 2 free tickets for any show other than special events. Then go to laughingderby.com.
Mm-hmm.
Louam, mm-hmm, all lowercase. Mm-hmm. And I'll set that up today.
Mm-hmm. We got a lot of new businesses, entertainment businesses that are open almost simultaneously. I mean, we got you all, and then the Mercury Ballroom. Have you heard about it?
No, I have not.
Mercury Ballroom downtown. It's a brand new venue.
Really?
Right next to the WFPK.
Huh. Yeah. What kind of place is it?
It's a great big room.
Great big
room. And
they're going to have balls.
Yeah. and they're going to have all kinds of entertainment. It's going to be sort of like a headliners kind of deal.
Okay. I was not aware of that.
Yeah, right.
Well, I'm glad. I hope that they have comedy there,
right,
too, from time to
right
time.
Well, I want to thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
On Louisville, Kentucky Arts and Entertainment on the Fringe. And I'll sure to attend your club.
Come anytime.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Thank you.